Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Diamonds Direct has done it again. This month only, get ready for an offer you can't resist. Buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. That's right, a stunning diamond tennis bracelet at no extra cost. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. So hurry into Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet will not last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Hi, I'm Kate Berlant.
I'm Jacqueline Novak.
And this is Poog, an ongoing conversation about wellness between two obsessive friends.
Two untamable intellects.
This is our hobby.
This is our hell.
This is our naked desire for free products.
This is Poog.
Today's topics?
Loosely speaking.
Off-gassing.
Rummy Cube.
Boston Spa. Hi.
I just wanted to say that I'm living in Pittsburgh right now, which is the third rainiest city in America.
Is that true?
Yes.
Have they been saying that a lot?
I heard it once, never cross-referenced, but I never accepted it instantly as doctrine. Mm. And right now it's pouring rain, thunder, lightning, and it happens constantly.
You don't hear a single drop. It's devastating because it is one of the most comforting sounds. Why doesn't everyone have a tin roof for the purpose of hearing the rain, even if it was on top of another thing? By the way, would you like to hear one of the most beautiful songs ever?
What song?
Rain falls angry on the tin roof.
Is it Ani?
You lie awake in our bed.
What is that?
I don't know what it is, but it's the best.
Zombie.
Oh, wait, Edwin McCain?
Yeah,
I'll be. Shoulder.
That's used in the.
Is it? Could it be? Is the lyric? Love
film, other
suicide.
People.
It might be. But it's quite simply beautiful. And anytime anyone sang it on American Idol,
you feel it?
Yeah, it's a beautiful song. And it's also, and like, I'll be better when I'm older, I think is a really.
I was about to isolate that line.
That I've never heard anyone say.
I think that's remarkable. The power of music, the danger of music to bring us into certain moods. I self-mutilate with music.
I'm stuttering with excitement because a lot of people don't know this about me. Okay. I basically had to cut music out of my life. Like many cut a drug. Okay. Now, of course there's some under my audio meditation. No, but I remember it starting in high school with like musicals. Like I remember almost like breaking down in the car, like, because I was like so addicted to, but also exhausted from listening to Rent. Okay. It was like,
ooh.
It was compulsive. And I don't know, there was something it was doing in my brain where it was like, I know every word and I'm furious.
I mean, but you, I remember talking specifically you, we were in a hotel room in Portland and I was pining over some fool. Do you remember this?
Yes.
I remember I had my headphones on and I was like curled up in the fetal position listening
it was shocking.
Rare Northern Soul tracks. And you were like, you need to stop doing this. Like, you need to stop turning to the music.
To go deeper into
To go deeper into the pining, to go deeper in. And that's something that I do. And the music facilitates the extreme emotional state and the longing.
No, it's interesting. That's digging at a scab, right?
Yeah.
Like I think there is a perhaps OCD element, right? Mm-hmm, in the belief that somehow going further and going right into the heart of the storm, right, will provide some kind of like relief, or it's the fear of the feeling. And so I'm going to go deeper into the feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which was always, it's sort of nice to hear that story of me saying, you know, don't do that, because I at times feel guilt because like my depression book is like me saying do that basically, or saying like
give in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's given while reading this book, like this book is a safe haven is the point.
Yeah. The only way out is through.
God, where, I mean, like never is a promise.
What's that?
Fiona Apple.
Oh, I don't follow.
Like that song.
No,
never. Is a promise and you can't afford the lie. Sorry, I'm only singing in the same Edwin McCain voice.
I don't know like the full Fiona catalog.
No, I don't either.
I mean, there's like
it's an old one. I mean, I'm
Fiona has an ability to cut through your sternum.
No, it's just beautiful. Yeah. It's like, you'll say don't fear your dreams.
Remember when I told you my regret. Remember when I was so sick and you didn't believe me.
Oh my God.
You're good at a sick too. Yeah. And guess who took care of you?
Okay, if you had to.
You hated that.
Okay, you're dropped into a new body. Okay, this is like a movie, a magical movie where you're dropped into a new body, whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm, and for whatever reason, some 13 going on 30 scenes. Type of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, keep going.
And for whatever reason, like the task at hand is that like you have to make yourself into like a famous pop or just any kind of musician, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Singer, songwriter, whatever. Okay, with your own tunes, let's just say.
Okay.
And you have like one day in this alternate world where it's like, Kate, if you can make it happen and it's not you, so it's not attached to your own identity or in some obscure other body, whatever, or some parallel universe, but you've been dropped into a life where they're like, tomorrow's your audition, for example. Okay, tomorrow's the big audition. Okay, even though that's not how it works. Do you know what I'm saying? So the goal isn't artistic integrity or anything like that, or what you want to be. The goal is like you get $10 million if you can get the record contract people to sign on, let's just say. Okay. The question is, and you have to go in there right now, mm-hmm. and you have to sing or fake an original. Okay.
What's the song?
What is it? And let's hear it.
Fuck.
Okay. Because the thing is like you can sing, I imagine, like you can sing pretty good, right?
But I have to be clear. No. But here's my question. Are you saying it's my voice? Or are you saying I can adopt anyone's voice?
No.
Oh.
I'm actually saying, what would you do if right now it was $10 million for you to commit to
Doc of the
me?
Bay, Otis Redding. What's easiest hit?
No. But I'm saying it has to be an original. They're like, in 3, 2, 1, and right now.
It has to be an original that I'm writing?
In the moment, like you've been shoved into the room, like you're in a dream. So like right here, I'll give an example. Okay. I'll try
That's
to do
impossible.
It, but not really. Okay. So I have nothing. It cannot be an existing song.
Okay. Go.
And I can't overshoot my voice. So I don't even know what I'm doing. Okay.
Okay.
I'd be like literally like nothing. Okay. I'd be like, okay. They're like, go. Okay. Right. See, I'm already winning. And I just have to start and I'd be like, ah. Okay. Let me try again. Because it has to be a song. There's no lyrics there. Okay. It would have to be like, and I couldn't lean on previous like things I've written in my life. Nothing. So it's just like, the chair ain't strong no more. Okay, that's not it. All right, hold on. All right, it's impossible. Just try. It's impossible to ask.
No, I refuse. It's so scary.
I know, but that's why. I just said the chair isn't strong anymore. And it was Les Mis. It was horrifying.
I don't know. I don't like this. It's actually giving, I really actually don't like this game.
It's the worst game. I mean, it's a game I only feel safe proposing because I don't think I'd be good at it. Do you see what I'm saying?
Of course. No, if you were to suddenly excel.
Oh, yeah. What if this was my way of like dropping an original on you?
Well, that's what people classically do with singing. Singing is often weaponized against the non-singing, I find, socially.
Well,
and there's something that I can't.
Yeah.
It's very difficult because I struggle. My jealousy over those who can sing, the ability to sing. If I could sing, I can't even imagine the person I would be.
A monster, you mean?
I would be monstrous and I would be, you know, I just, to have that power over people is
what's
so
the closest
profound.
I mean, for the instrument that you can sort of channel, like the finest, let's say like melodies and harmonies and whatever, right? Let's say if you have the instrument in your goddamn throat,
yeah,
gullet, and diaphragm or whatever, okay, and you can thus sing the most beautiful things ever written by the most beautiful whatever,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you're basically achieving something beyond human, right? Like you're becoming a god.
Yes, you are becoming a god, but I have a hostility toward people that think singing, like, here's what the godly status is: the ability to have personality within the singing voice, within the beauty, right? And that's the thing that is remarkably rare. And a lot of people mistake, they think because they can sing in the mm-hmm. sense of a, you know, in a peasant's sense, in a bastard mm-hmm. sense, they think somehow that the magic's working just because, like,
they're hitting the note.
People, they sing like this.
Okay, this is what I was hoping for. I have to be honest. This is like, what I was asking for earlier. Well,
this is what makes me crazy. It's like usually someone who's had a cocktail or yeah. something. And it's like, it's, what is it? It's this very, it's, I hate to gender it, but it's usually kind of like some bitch, some like, you know, at a party or something.
It, do it like that.
Or just somewhere who's like, is like, hey, like, okay, like watch this. Does this make me a singer? Okay, I can't think of a song now. Wait, fuck. Give me a little, give me one reason to stay here.
Okay.
Like that, like, what is that?
Why don't you do the verse instead? I don't want no one to squeeze me. Okay, that's the better verse.
What?
You were singing Give Me One Reason to Stay Here.
And I turn my back
around. No, but here's my thing, Kate. Wait, yeah. I need to say something.
Yeah.
The reason the game came up is because you did something with your voice earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reminded of how you have the ability to do an impression of that kind of style or variety of styles mm-hmm. of singing, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And this is a big question for me. Is if you can do an impression of a certain style of singing,
right.
how is are it, you any different than the right. singer themselves?
Right.
Okay. Now, of course, it's the audacity to put the frame around it and say, this is my voice and this is my art, right? So like, I sometimes I'm like, could I, like, is the only thing stopping me from being not an opera singer, okay? But like technically, like, is it just the balls to be like, la, you know what I'm saying? Okay, that wasn't it. I can't panic. Or like yeah, the balls to be like, so I'm going to treat my voice like it's a thing.
Yeah. And some
like
people, it's that. They just have.
It.
Yeah. Some people, and that's what the mastery of a certain style of singing does sometimes. It's like the uncanny valley, right?
A term I've never fully been able to latch onto.
So uncanny valley, from what I understand.
Yeah.
And it was explained to me by a dear friend that like.
John Early? No, because I had a conversation with him about it. I'm sorry.
Actually, no. But the idea, the perfect example is Tom Hanks in The Polar Express, okay? Which the animation is almost human,
oh.
right? It's almost human, and yet it's not human, right? So mm-hmm. is this live action? No, it's animation. It comes right up to the point of being real. However, it's not. And it's exactly in that space of it mm. almost being real, it being almost so real, but mm-hmm. it being undeniably not real. That's the uncanny valley. When something mm. is like almost the thing, but somehow it being so almost the thing, but not the thing, pronounces totally. How deeply it's not
there
the
it
thing.
Is.
So
no,
it's
no,
like
no.
someone who can
yes,
imitate
yes.
perfectly a certain style. You go, oh, wow, cool. Yeah, yeah, no, that sounds like that. But it's fucking, you're never, you know, that, but you're not that.
Totally.
You're not, like, I can do a Joanna Newsom, like, that's what I used to do. See, I'm actually too embarrassed to do it. I can't do it. Because, see,
right.
I'm doing it right now. I'm trying
I'd
to pretend.
Like to hear it,
okay, like, okay, we speak in the soul. I don't even know the lyrics. Like,
no, no.
I am blue and unwell. Make me dull. Make
Treat me bold like a horse.
And I think Joanna Newsom is brilliant. I think she has a prophetic voice, and I think her, you know, she's an incredible lyricist and all of that. And so me doing that, right?
This is huge. Go on. I can barely scream. Okay.
For a million reasons, unfortunately.
You're not what?
I'm not Joanna Newsom.
To my chagrin.
What?
To your knowledge, you're not.
To my knowledge. but the uncanny valley, that is where a lot of people dwell, I think, artistically and creatively. And that's why so much doesn't work. And that is like the lightning bolt and the visceral reaction to something that feels good, because you're like, oh no, that actually is the thing. It's no longer this, like, you know, kind of feeling around in the dark to be the thing. It just is it.
I have something to say.
Yes.
But I don't know where we're at. Is it time for a break?
No.
Okay. We got like 2 minutes. Okay. So I'm blown away, and this just goes to show how these things work. I may even draw a comparison, a relevant metaphor to Tracy Anderson. Okay. And because I'm doing the workouts daily. And so it's amazing the way it just seeps in, you know, what you put in just stays. But the thing is, right, like, because a lot of people believe that if they can do an impression as a singer, that they have somehow bested them or revealed, like, this is a Bergsonian notion, right, that mimicry funny, because it reveals that people are a set of mechanical.
Or plastic, yeah.
Yeah, a set of mechanical repetitions that if it's repeatable and recognizable by that thing, it reveals how unconsciously that person's always doing the thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but it's like, just because someone can do an impression of a thing doesn't devalue it, right?
Correct.
Like you're saying, right? So it's like, and yet sometimes they think it can't. And the difference is mimicry versus, I'm sorry, this is like slow and boring, but I have to get it out. Okay, because I've really been sticking in my craw, okay, recently. It's so obvious and yet so hard to perceive. But the difference between someone mimicking someone's steps in any sense, okay, literal or not literal, and someone, okay, the perfect sort of sum up would be this line of don't seek to follow in your master's footsteps, seek what they sought. Okay. So it's like, what did Joanna Newsom say to herself when she wanted to sing? She didn't say, I'm going to try to sound like this thing, right?
Right.
She's singing, and that is the cast off of her attempted singing. There is a physical cast off, the voice, right? So then it's like, so if I try to sing, what happens? Like, like what gets in the way? It's like this thing I read about style, like in art or whatever, being like the thing you do badly. Like that's like, if everyone did the thing perfectly, it'd be the same. Style is like, cool. Oh, I actually don't articulate my words well, or like, oh, you know, whatever it is.
Right.
Anyway, but the intention behind the thing, we're wrapping up, but the intention behind the thing, and this comes up in Tracy Anderson workouts, because you are following her movements, but she wants you to discover them internally at the same time.
The failure is doing it. Like it's the
mimicry of the external that you're perceiving versus the intent, not mimicking, but understanding the intention, doing it, and then seeing like what your body, your voice, anything does. I don't know. I think it's huge.
No, I like that. It's true.
We got to go to a break though.
Okay. Let's go to break.
Just when I've deadened it with abstraction. No. Some of the people like it. I am what I am, folks.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah. And you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hello, iHeart listener. We have a confession to make. Both iHeart and this commercial you're listening to right now would probably sound a heck of a lot better on the new Roku Pro Series TV. It's got side-firing speakers that fill your room with sound, Dolby Atmos audio that puts you right in the middle of the entertainment, and the ability to pair seamlessly with your home theater sound systems that already have surround sound and booming bass. If all that sounds too good to be true, it'll sound even better on the new Roku Pro Series. Your hearing isn't better. Your TV is.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Welcome back. I'm sorry. Welcome back. Hi.
Hi, doll.
See, this is what I do. I pick up a piece of metal and I just sort of drag it across my face.
I want to say that I am the Pittsburgh sun blistering my face daily. I did something that caused me great harm, which is I've been using alpha hydroxy AHA pads on my face and then going into the blistering sunlight every day for 2 weeks. What the fuck was I thinking? The face became red. I'm fine. I'm no longer sunburned. But the point is, I think I may return to Los Angeles having aged 62 years. The deep grooves in the face. I just feel.
No, this is exciting. You know why?
You know what's something that my greatest fear is?
Let's hear
mold.
It.
You know, people, they go, it was mold the whole time up in the ceiling, in the walls, in the air vents. Pittsburgh, it rained so consistently, so constantly.
You've been talking about black mold since 63.
I have?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't think that.
Every time I hear anything about black mold, I immediately hear you in my head being, I think I have black mold.
Because I have a friend, I've heard about this, you know, it's like, the mysterious ailment that lasted years, and it turns out it was mold. And that like adds a whole, like I'm looking at this air vent right here, and I'm like, so this building that I'm staying in is like 12,000 years old. And the dampness, the mold. And then in my trailer, there's a little flecks of mold on the ceiling and I'm just ignoring it because what am I going to do? Be like, I need a new trailer, you know?
No. Yeah. I love this. Cause this is like literally you're a Los Angeles actress angry about mold in your trailer. It's sensational, Kate. You've done it, Kate. You've done it. Remember when I told you in New York, you can't rot in this basement forever. Okay. When you were going to move to LA.
Oh my God.
Take a look at you now. Yeah. Another song that anytime it's on American Idol.
I've never seen American Idol. Not out of some, you know, grotesque.
God, I want to watch the first couple seasons with you.
What?
What?
No, I was going to say, I haven't seen American Idol, not because I somehow, you know, that's not like a damning thing.
You think you're above it or something.
Yeah, I think I'm above it. No, I still watch Charlie Rose interviews. they won't take Charlie away from me.
Wait, but I just want to say something. One, I think you're fine. I really do. Worried about
love it.
And honestly, a new building probably off gas is more harmful idea. You know, harmful ideas.
Off gassing? I mean, okay,
off-gassing
cool.
Off-gassing the fresh stuff.
What are we
you're
supposed
not off-gassing
to do?
An old building, an old brick building like you're in.
No, I know.
I think you're as safe as can be.
I love that. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm cured.
But it's you're more welcome.
That I'm scared because I know when I return to LA, I do want to buy a new area rug and the off-gassing. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
You're hanging outside for two to three months.
Yeah, exactly. What is the plan there?
You know, the bugs take hold.
And is the off-gassing, is that like the factory? Like, it's like whatever happens in the factory is so toxic and unspeakable.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm not that worried about it.
Me too.
I know I'm not worried about it because I'm not worried about anything unless it becomes critical. Okay. Which is how most people live. So, and off-gassing just has that sound of off-gassing. You know, it's just like, okay. But my point is, you have a damn blue air, not to make it an ad, but you have an air filtration unit.
Right, of course, we're fine.
So I think you'll be able to off-gas freely.
Okay, great.
And, you know, you just ride it out.
Okay, love it.
God, there's something, what have I been lusting after?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've been thinking back on you, because I always think about using fucking cocksucker when when your yoga mat was slipping and you had to move to the wood in like an early recording.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking about it because I've been really struggling with kind of the mat element in my Tracy Anderson, because you got to do it in sneakers. Okay.
Slippage.
And you take up a lot of room. There's a lot of rolling around and weight shifting. Okay. And you just, you.
I want to try.
Oh, by the way, and I meant to tell, oh, I did tell you. Because you've been screaming about wanting a new ass by, you know, a new ass by June, a new ass by August.
I know.
You know, nothing changes except for the month, right?
Maybe I'll get a new ass by Christmas.
Exactly. There it is. New ass by Christmas. Okay. It was new ass by summer.
I think new ass by Valentine's Day. Blew through that one. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why you think you need a new ass, but I respect any project is a fun time.
Yeah. You're saying she will give me the new ass?
I think so. It's all donkey kicks.
That might flare up my
lower
back.
It's all donkey kicks.
Also, where is she? Has she reached out?
No, I wouldn't dare ask for anything free. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it is funny, considering.
I'm like, she don't need me.
Well, she certainly doesn't. She knows
and
it.
And she's not like, and I feel enough of her, like there's a dedication to her work that doesn't feel just like some big business,
yeah.
You know, where whatever. So it's not as like, I'm not like, oh yeah, this is Unilever. I think I can ask Unilever for a product from their child company that they've bought.
I'm excited to try out my Fend. Fend sent me a Fend, thanks to you.
Oh, right.
The respiratory.
I've got one right here because I literally set another one. I ordered like three on my own. Okay. I ordered it for the people who work on my show so that we're all protecting each other. I got one for my dad. He has yet to open it.
I bought your dad's fish oil. You sent me the supplement.
How exciting.
Of what to get. I'm going to start on that. Hey, guess what, folks? I want to say 15, 16, perhaps 17 of Athletic Greens every day on an empty stomach.
So this is episode 3 of Athletic Greens.
Yeah.
No, I mean that positively. Like,
and by the way, I paid for it. I want to be clear.
It's like probably episode 3 of Tracy at this point.
They haven't sent anything.
What?
I'm just saying they haven't sent anything. I'm doing Athletic Greens, paid for. You're paying for Tracy Anderson, mm-hmm. And that has to stop. And I would hope that in the next couple of weeks we get someone's reaching out. But am I sitting here going, oh my God, my life changed? No, but do I like it? Yeah, sure do.
So you have an experienced energy.
I have to say that it's hard because my hours are wild and I am waking up. I'm getting much less sleep than I ordinarily do.
Oh God, Kate.
I feel okay.
Here's my problem.
What?
I had the worst night of my life.
What?
With my restless legs. So the only thing that I was up to like 4. And just trying to sleep in full pigeon and full splits. Okay, again, because pain is
sleeping
better than
pigeon.
The feeling of the restless leg. So I'm like, how can I? I think I'm gonna have to order like literally 16 of those back shiatsus, lay them all down in 2 rows.
Are you doing magnesium? Sorry to be so
pedestrian. Not.
I think we need to get you on a high dose of magnesium before bed.
Yeah, magnesium comes up a fair amount in the restless leg syndrome chatter. Mm. However, they tend to say that, you know, magnesium deficiency can cause it, but it's really a side effect of one of my antidepressants, and that sucks.
Oh, fuck.
We're not going off those. And
no.
So the weed gummies have been my savior. Okay. And also a good time.
You're getting blasted off. You're going full THC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, that's fun.
And I pop it and sometimes nothing happens. Like, I don't know. It's a brick. My stomach's a brick, I think. I mean, we're trying to work on that, too. But it's
I find edibles are like Russian roulette. Sometimes you take one.
Yeah.
Does nothing. And then you take a light one and you're in outer space for 6 hours.
It was humiliating in front of my mother. We sat down, me, Chris, and my mother to play a game of Rummy Cube. Okay. Which is a game I've learned.
What a charming life.
What? I know, which is a gamer, like, because we're not a game family. We're not one of those game families gather around the game board. I'm like always like shocked and confused by the existence of those families.
I confusion doesn't begin to describe, but then also, I mean, I can't fathom the idea of seeing my father or my mother pick up dice, cards. As again, I've said this before, grew up 12 blocks from the ocean. I've never seen either of my parents' feet touch sand. And it sounds like an exaggeration. Here's what it is. I've seen their feet touch sand only because there was a restaurant we used to go to that was on the sand. So I've seen their feet touch sand back on the beach. I believe it's gone now, as most things are.
And what kind of shoe would your mother be in? A summer sandal? A perfect summer sandal?
She would be in a sandal, maybe slip off the sandal to put the feet in. And my father, he didn't take his shoes off. He was wearing full sneakers in the sand. His feet have never seen touch sand. So just to say, like the beach, that wasn't a part of
right.
It was a part of my life, but not of my family life. And similarly, games, completely foreign. And I'll say it, I detest games. If I go to someone's house and they're like breaking out the board, I want to immediately leave.
I had a fantasy,
flee.
Okay, because we're so not Rummy Cube.
detest. We're
just not a game family, but my mom has gotten into Mahjong in her later years, and now
as you must
Rummy Cube, and
is that gin rummy? What am I saying?
It's related to gin rummy, and it's the same gin as rummy. Me. I only know gin rummy as like a term that like stuck in the head.
Sounds like
because
ice cream.
It has a rhythm.
Yeah,
am I right? Why does gin rummy stick in the head versus? You know, Texas Hold'em, I guess, does too. But it's like gin rummy. I don't know. Like, yeah.
Craps.
I knew it too. It's like a reference. It's exactly the kind of thing that would fly out of your mouth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And mine. Rhythm over, whatever. But I was imagining you. I was like, could Kate play this game for even 1 second?
Oh.
Because I was like, because Rummy Cube is literally like numbers on tiles.
Uh-oh.
And you like have to arrange them.
Nope.
Okay. Yeah. And I just imagine you, your eyes. But I took a gummy. It usually takes like 3 hours for it to hit. Way post Rummy Cube with mom. And then my mom's like, Jack, like something's wrong with your eyes. Okay. And I was like, and she said that I was literally like, my head was like rolling as like my eyes were taking in the Rummy Cube. And I was like, oh no. And I was like, I have to say my gummy has hit.
Oh my God.
My gummy has hit in front of the family.
In a good way.
And then she said I looked like a stoned freak the next morning. Can you believe it? Yeah, because my family is also not I'm not a parents who smoke marijuana type family.
Do they drink?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got some social drinking.
Not hard.
No. Social drinking. Fun drinking. But they don't get stoned.
They have like...
I would take your parents from what I've... I mean, I just need the listeners to know. I got a gorgeous email from Jacqueline's mother around my birthday. Yeah, I told you. And I feel like I know your parents even though I don't. And I, of course, am already like... Your family, John's family, I'm already, you know, being like, when I'm the orphan, like you guys are gonna have to trade off Christmases and stuff.
No, I know. And I think the listeners do too, because I think this is such an ongoing fear for you.
Yeah. I need like a listener spreadsheet.
The listeners are like, well, I guess I shouldn't speak for you people.
What?
And excuse the direct address. It's really important here at Poog that we don't do too much direct address of the audience. You know, the higher ups tried to. They said, hey, you know, talk to the people, you know, do a segment here or there. Hey, guys, it's mailbox bingo, you know. And we said, no, we talked to each
saying?
Other.
The listeners are responsible for my...
Oh, sorry.
That was rude. I didn't mean to say it like that.
Oh, no.
That.
I'm just saying the listeners know. The listeners know your fear of orphanhood.
Yeah.
You've like you've gotten it on record a few times that this fear, like I've promised you on air that you can come to Christmas.
Yeah.
And that I think is sweet because they all know. And I think a lot of listeners would be happy to invite you as well.
Okay, great.
I want to tell you about, do you know anything about Delta 8 and 9? Not variant, THC or weed or CBD.
No.
Do you know anything about it?
No.
All right. It's hemp. It's legal. I guess there's a place I can buy it around here.
What's it called?
Will it do anything for me?
That's a brand or that's a strain of something?
Never mind. It's just me trying to come up with a solution for my RLS. This is boring. Let me find a notion that's of
I have
of
a,
interest.
Whatever. I'm not going to start talking about CBD and weed.
No. Is it almost time for a break, Data?
Yeah.
All right. So let's pull it together.
Oh, I know what I want to talk about when we come back from break.
Wait, but did you get your Fend going?
Oh, no, it's still, I have to unbox it.
Unbox it and get it in your nose now.
I'm going to unbox it tomorrow and start
the
week with it.
Time's 100 best inventions of...
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What are we going to do? Get the third dose?
We have to make sure, by the way, well, we'll talk about it later, but we have to make sure we watch Interstellar before...
I was actually going to suggest, what if... I think Interstellar has to happen.
It's happening now, folks, okay?
I'm almost going to suggest...
get it done, because there will be spoilers.
And Jacqueline, I'm almost going to suggest today, we're recording right now, not to completely shatter the reality, but it is Saturday right now, tomorrow's Sunday. I might even boldly suggest we do Interstellar watch tomorrow night. Because... I'm not going to be able to watch during the week. Oh, that's not exactly true. I think we should watch it this week.
You want us to watch it together?
No. We have to watch it separately so we can discuss it on the next poo.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And I just want to say, I'm anti-spoiler, but you have been warned.
Oh, yeah.
So we will be spoiling because we have to.
Yeah, if you want to watch Interstellar, Poogstellar is going to be next week's episode.
Poogstellar is next week and it'll be spoiler poo.
Spoiler central.
Stellar.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited.
Okay, I love knowing this.
Maybe we should add in Joy Luck Club. I'm sorry. Okay, it's too much.
No, it's too much. It's too much.
If you see it, but I need you to watch Joy
Luck
Club.
I'm going to.
It's going to be huge for you. Just trust me. Okay, just trust me.
I think I found it on HBO Max and added it to my list.
Okay, that's something. I remember you were like, I'll make a note. What about these people have a little notebook and they write down like, oh that's okay. Let me pull out my notebook and put it on the books I'd like to read page. Like that kind of level of organization
I have
shocks.
This new thing where I'm... obsessed with getting a notebook, and this could not be more of a simple thing, but I just really need a list of things to do, like a notebook where it's just all of the horrific admin things that I need to take care of.
Oh, well, you need one hideous notebook that doesn't, we'll talk about this. We'll get into notebooks, but you need one hideous notebook for all the hideous stuff.
I love that.
You gotta go break.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series. A smart TV built by the streaming pros.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Back, baby. Checking texts. What's going on? Where are you? Are you
asleep? I was just making sure we're fine. I'm back.
Just making sure we're fine. Yeah, just making sure.
Oh, yeah, no, we're fine. Okay, so I want to say, you know, sometimes you hear things that stick with you for years. So I heard, I don't remember when this was, but I heard that Nicole Kidman only sleeps on her back.
Mm.
And that's, and like, yeah,
thank
so, you. So because I love sleeping on my stomach. I just love it. It makes me, it's really a return to the womb. What?
Do you do one leg up bent like you're climbing a mountain?
I'll do one leg up bent.
That's one of my favorite.
Oh, feels so good.
All the way up, a full, almost a pigeon. But
I'll wrap my arm under my leg.
Heaven.
I mean,
right? You in the crook of your elbow is the backside of your knee.
Yes.
Right.
Correct.
And you're lifting it like you could lift your own hip right out of the socket.
Feels so good.
And throw your own leg over your own shoulder.
Smashing my face into the pillow.
So yes. Wait, smashing it. Do you smash sort of vertically like a bowl kind of against an it, or do you're just side of the face? Classic side of the face.
Vertically. What do you mean? Just nose to the, what do you mean?
I've seen it. Okay.
It's straight
like,
down.
It's almost like the forehead is sort of, and the top of the head is sort of, you know, just like a bowl would do, but against and into the pillow. It's very interesting.
No, I do classic kind of sideways smash, but sometimes I do, I'm like, I'm recognizing. Oh yeah. So my face is of course smashed right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what are we going to do about that?
All right. I'll tell
because
you.
Because it feels so good. And I do sleep on my back sometimes, fall asleep on my back. I sleep in a million different positions, but I feel so good, the face smash. And then I'm thinking about Nicole Kidman, her never sleeping on. And then I have a co-star. Here I go again. And she said that she was shooting a movie and the makeup artist said, try to sleep on your back while we're shooting.
Yeah.
Can you fucking believe what I'm hearing, what I'm saying to you right now?
This is big. Okay. I do. And you know, I've gone down this path.
I know.
Okay, and I have a couple things to say to you. I find the best way to, if you want to fall asleep on your back, is you have to treat it like Shavasana. Okay.
Yeah.
You have to, I think you have to be fully straight and thinking of it like you're doing like a full body meditation.
I believe that.
And you have to put on some kind of full body relaxation, like guided meditation.
Guess what I'm going to say right now? The Calm app. I love it.
Then you drift off.
Yeah.
Calm/poog. Calm.com/poog.
By the way, I think I'm actually fully paying for Calm at this point. So can someone from corporate reach out? Because why the hell am I paying for Calm?
No, it's humiliating. We've done ads.
I think
and
my
ads
free subscription ran out.
No, anything that I've paid for and then they've offered free and they and it's like I already have an account and like they can't seem to work that out.
By the way, Daily Harvest. Really, I'm ready for some free boxes to Pittsburgh.
Well, generally speaking,
yeah,
boxes. Yeah,
I want free stuff from Daily Harvest.
Oh, I can't believe I wasn't saying this.
They're a poop. Like, folks, where is the stuff? We got some, to be clear.
By the time
we got
you
some.
Watch this,
replenish.
I'll be 4 days out of Boston. I have gotten no recs for spa, for food, okay, for anything.
In Boston?
In Boston from the people.
I mean, okay?
I'm not even
not
trying
shocked.
To get you by tickets anymore.
Right? A Boston spa?
I mean.
Sorry, not to, much love to our Boston listeners, but I just. I've never gone to Boston to unwind and, you know.
No, of course. But every city. Imagine if
Can
that
imagine
was like
honeymooning in
just
Boston?
A reveal.
What?
It was just a reveal about us that we always like, oh, I just need to get away and get to Boston for a weekend.
By the way, I actually do have an issue with Boston, which is clear. Which
the
clear
Americanism?
I just
Boston Harbor.
By the way, I want to say right now, I've had great shows in Boston. Love those Boston crowds, truly. But in terms of waking up, hitting the streets, I've had issues.
With what? The streets?
I've had issues with
or food?
Restaurants in Boston. I've had issues with general vibe.
Of course. I mean, Boston, you in Boston is well, actually, it's fun. Like you and me in Boston is almost like fun, right?
You and me anywhere. Yeah.
Like you and me. But yes,
you and
yes,
me in Buffalo.
Like you and me walking into like a striped, wallpapered, sort of colonial designed, carpeted hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've created a restaurant in my head. Okay. That's like the worst thing you can imagine. Like, would be and like us being in there like in the thrill you and me like I don't know whatever there's nothing there I don't know why I'm just fucking talking
we'll be doing Boston we'll be doing Poog Live in Boston. I mean, I want to be clear, folks, that as soon as we get this Delta variant under control, I will be Poog is coming on the road. We're gonna have, you know, wild tours for the next 37 years.
Or not. So if we do some kind of, you know, digital remote, don't go thinking, well, I can't buy that because we can always just go to the live. Yeah. Okay, you can't tell the people that you're gonna do it every month for 37 years. They need urgency. It's called one night only in Boston.
Right. I love that. Scarcity. Yeah.
Not really. I mean, we don't subscribe to that. And I have a lot of ideas for other ways that, you know, whatever.
Look,
my father has three separate wrist, support items.
Oh,
can you believe it?
Oh my God.
His desk
for the keyboard.
But wait,
my father, as you know, I've never seen him touch a computer or cell phone.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Very special.
The
back. So hold on. So sleeping on the back.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. So I obviously have gone down this path in as one element of skincare. And I purchased a pillow that cradles your head and keeps it from falling to the right or to the left.
I'm immediately shutting down hearing that.
Because you want to be curled?
Because I want to be curled because it depresses me. It's the aesthetic. That's what it is. I'm getting trapped in the aesthetic of a curvature, of a geriatric. Actually, it has nothing to do with that. It's just like, I don't.
No, it looks medical.
Yeah,
medical
exactly.
And geriatric often.
It looks medical. And this is coming from the gal who used to have to carry a tailbone pillow on every plane ride for months and months due to my fractured tailbone.
Oh, right.
And that pillow reads hemorrhoid.
From dancing.
From dancing too hard. I wore heeled boots on a steel floor.
I was just going to say.
Had a couple cocktails,
like
went wild,
right?
Bucking wildly in the night, hurt my tailbone, hairline fracture, 9 months. But I had that pillow And yeah, something about it brings up the medical trauma.
Well, you know what I did with my pillow? That I wrapped it in that gorgeous floral silk plant dyed wrap. I mean, pillowcase.
Do you have
that was sent to us and is featured on Poog.
I have a question for you. Do you struggle with house guests? Does everyone?
In which sense?
Okay, so my place right now, I have some friends, dear friends, staying at my house while I'm gone.
Oh,
right?
While you're not there.
While I'm not there. Trust them completely. I know they're not doing anything to my home, but there's some, I have this like persistent fear of going back, smelling the smell of another, the feeling of another, even a dear friend's body in my bed. Something about it makes me want to burn my bed when I get back.
Well, yeah. I mean, letting other people sleep in your bed is almost like, you know, it's a question.
And I feel bad because
a mattress collects all, and we know this.
Oh my God.
So if you want to wrap your mattress in a true plastic wrap
and
then have
that.
A set of sheets and a mattress protector on top of it, then when they leave, you clean those things. Okay. And then I think you're safe from an embedded.
I'm sleeping in my friend's semen for the next 20 years, and that's fine.
I don't know. I think next time you should just get. I mean, your couch is not pull out, I imagine.
No, you can't have someone stay at your house and ask them to not sleep in your bed.
Oh, yes, you can.
No,
oh, yes,
Jacqueline.
You can. Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
Person can sleep in whatever you goddamn give them. Okay, you can point to a hammock. Okay, and say, you know, don't be afraid to piss on the rock or whatever. You, Kate, your bed is not just up for grabs.
Thank you.
Plenty of people, when you, I've stayed in people's houses where I'm not necessarily on a couch, but I'm definitely in some side room or whatever.
But that's because they're in their bed. They're not in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, they are. I'm talking, show up and they go, you sleep in that
room. That's not a good,
it's
that's
not
strange.
Because I don't want to sleep in the master bedroom, someone's master bedroom.
Right.
I don't want to be in the bed of the people who live there. Think about what goes on.
I know.
Okay. Think about like the bed of someone that lives somewhere.
Ew.
I mean, who wants to get in that?
I know. Just a skin hammock of like, it's like everything, the detritus.
Yeah. A skin hammock for sure.
Yeah.
It's just, and I'm sorry, but energetically, okay, that space.
Don't.
The energetic part scares you?
Yeah. No, we're fine.
Well,
by the way, my dear friends who might be listening, I don't think that you're somehow poison and disgusting and toxic, and I wouldn't let anyone stay in my home who I wasn't prepared to absorb.
Yeah. No, I also think some people don't want people sleeping in their master bed because it's like they're afraid, like, oh, I don't know, like you're going to see something that is about how they live that they won't
yeah.
like. Like, oh, do they have to clean out their bedside table like that you'll be rooting through mercilessly?
I cleaned out some drawers. I cleaned out a couple drawers.
Do you ever like staying somewhere or something and you have really high standard at first of how you're not going to move anything? Like, and you're going to just like, it's going to be like you weren't there. And mm-hmm. then you're like, I'll just move this over here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, I'll remember and I'll put it back. And then you're like, wait, where was it?
You never do.
And you got to get the hell out of there. House guest is a major question in life because people are really into it. And they're really into, well, like the people's need of a guest bedroom. Like there are people are really into that. Like on those house hunting shows, they're constantly talking about like when the guests and the family visit.
Right, right.
It's like they're obsessed. It's like it's all about that. And it's like, that's not your day-to-day life. I basically think a guest room should not be, if you have an extra room, do something with it.
Don't invite them in?
Well, make it something at least convertible. A Murphy bed comes down if a guest comes.
I went to a house recently that had four Murphy beds.
A permanent altar to a potential guest that you walk by is actually disgusting and disturbed. It's like a room for a ghost who's angered, you know, three times a year when someone comes in there. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
walking by the bedroom. The empty made bed of a guest. A guest room is really interesting.
Yeah, what are you bringing in?
If you were going to have a guest room, perfect guest room that you know, is here it is, you have a guest room and you get to put in whatever you can and you can just snap your fingers. Like, what would you want in the guest room for the guest? Like, okay, like I'd be like, okay, a carafe with like, you know.
You mean, what do you want them
nice
to
water
be greeted
on the
with?
Bedside table. What else would I have in there? An extra toothbrush. What else? Like, what would be the
heavenly.
Ideal guest room?
Because
for guests?
I do love that. And I do, like, I dream of having a home one day with a guest room where there is the carafe of ice water and there is the.
Yes.
Oh, and I got some toothbrush. Of course, the fully stocked. You know, we've got the gorgeous products in there for you. And there's some flowers in there. And.
Fresh flowers.
I have to say, I'll just do a shout out to my mother because John Early stayed at my house for a couple weeks once. I was in New York. He stayed at my parents' house in LA and he was working or something. And then he said he came home one night. My mom had put a bottle of champagne on ice for him.
Oh my God.
Is that not the sweetest thing you've ever heard?
Wow. I just saw a gift my mom got for someone who there's a little boy, like toddler, or and then there's like the littler one who was just born. Sorry, it's a really weird way of saying
a baby.
That. It'll make sense in a second why I'm saying that way. And I saw these two gifts come out of her bag, okay? And one was like this little carrot, like stuffed animal, a little smile, and a little like blanket.
I've seen that exact stuffed animal.
Okay. And then I think it's a jelly or whatever they're called.
Jelly, whatever. They're really soft.
Yeah. And then there was a big carrot. And that's for the big brother.
Very sweet. That's very sweet.
There's just something really cute about, I don't know, the whole thing of getting the gift for the older sibling.
Gifts are
hate. She's going to go into slide into a murderous rage at the sight of a new baby. Thank God I didn't have to experience that.
That is something.
Wait, Kate, imagine you.
Oh,
imagine a new baby.
Of course, an only child. I used to imagine, like, if some other bitch was here talking to my mom, like, they were, like, I would think about it and I would get jealous just imagining another child tugging at the hem of my mother's sundress.
Oh, my God.
Get out.
I mean, you do have the realization, I think, somewhat, okay, if you do have the siblings, you do recognize the truth that someone can love more than one person. Like,
it's very Polly, like, having siblings.
Right. That's an interesting question. If you know,
well, that's what everyone.
Polly's,
that's the big Polly thing. They're like, you don't love one kid more than the other. And by the way, yeah, you do. I think a lot of fucking parents actually do have a preference.
I've heard you say it. I always think it's really funny coming from an only child. Do you know what I mean?
Also,
like, who's like, because you just can't imagine.
You don't have sex with your kids, so I'm sorry. Stop pretending that love is love. It's like, no, romantic love where you're having sex
is different.
You can't compare that to the attachment between parents and children, you absolute psychopath.
You absolute fool.
Yeah. What the hell are you talking about? Nice
you
try.
Absolute scum.
Go again.
Nice try. Try again.
Yeah. The ease with which parents freely love all their children equally is not comparable.
Right. And I think the equal.
Get a hobby. Sorry, keep
going.
You agreed.
I think the equal actually makes sense in the case of a parent because each child they love with their whole heart. Okay, it sounds cheesy, but I mean, like, they feel that they are at the capacity, the top capacity of love for the kid,
each,
and then
right.
they go to another kid. And, oh my God, I'm at the top capacity
right,
I can possibly
right,
have
right,
of love
right.
for this person too. How can that be? Oh yeah, it's not just a limited substance. Love's not a verb. I'm sorry.
Love is an industry, honey. Okay.
Yeah. I was invited to Coca-Cola.
It is. Okay. Okay. So in closing, the rain stopped.
In closing, I've been thinking about dropping on the Poog Insta or on the Poog mailing list. Actually, no. Yeah. You know what? People beg for product lists of what we talk about and think. Get on the newsletter. You want them to come in the newsletter. Okay. Go to the Poog thing. They're begging. They're begging. Data's looking at me like I'm crazy. Data, this is content.
Okay, listen to me. Poogstellar is next week. Watch Interstellar this week.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Watch Interstellar. Send Boston recommendations. Okay. If I don't see 65 Poog hags in the audience nightly, I'm going to be furious.
Okay. Bye.
JokesNovak.com.
That was Poog. If you enjoyed Poog, please subscribe, rate, and review. If not, we will press charges.
Thinking of popping the question? Diamonds Direct has an offer you can't miss. This month only, buy a natural diamond engagement ring of 1 carat plus and receive a free natural 1 carat diamond tennis bracelet valued at $2,000. Imagine giving her the ring of her dreams and her wedding gift all at once. No one provides education, selection, and value like Diamonds Direct. Your chance to get a free tennis bracelet from your friends at Diamonds Direct won't last long. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design?
All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.